Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Governor appoints 4th district judge in Campbell County. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Governor Mark Gordon announced his appointment of Mike McGrady as district judge for the 6th Judicial District covering Campbell, Crook, and Weston counties. McGrady, previously from Green River, was selected over Gillette attorneys Ron Werthwine and Allison Ox-Gee, both of whom were shortlisted by the Judicial Nomination Commission. According to the Gillette News Record, this new judgeship, created and funded by the Wyoming legislature, comes after Campbell County completed a new courtroom. McGrady brings over 15 years of legal experience, including roles in human resources and safety, and as deputy of torts division in the Wyoming Attorney General's office. He holds degrees from the University of Wyoming. Superintendent Degenfelder's recommendation on new Title IX rules. With the new U.S. Department of Education Title IX rules set to take effect on August 1st, opposition efforts are intensifying. According to a press release, the superintendent of public instruction, Megan Degenfelder, the rules are criticized for endangering female students, reducing due process rights, infringing on religious liberties, and imposing burdensome requirements on school districts. In response, Wyoming officials, including Governor Mark Gordon and Attorney General Bridget Hill, have joined a multi-state lawsuit with Kansas, Oklahoma, Alaska, and Utah to challenge the rules. Over half of the United States are involved in similar legal actions. Education officials from across the country will meet in D.C. to coordinate their strategy. Given the uncertainty of the lawsuit's outcome, it is advised that Wyoming school districts continue following their current Title IX policies. Wyoming districts have strong anti-discrimination policies in place, and local education leaders are expected to maintain these standards. The aim is to ensure that the federal mandates do not hinder the ability of Wyoming schools to provide a safe environment for students and staff. Degenfelder said, "As districts consult with local legal counsel regarding the new rules, know that we are working hard to sort through the potential implications. It is my goal to ensure that top-down federal edicts do not prevent Wyoming school districts from continuing to provide a safe environment for all students and staff." For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.